Oh, my favorite Scotty McCreery song, Five More Minutes. It's Nash 103.7. Good morning. I'm Kelly McKay, and it's time for Nash Pets and Paws, presented by our good friends at Zaxby's. And Connie is in studio this morning from Brawa. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Kelly.
How's everything going?
Great.
Good.
There's so many things going on right now.
Yes, there are so many things.
As you can hear, I sound like a frog. It's, you know, the sinus allergy stuff.
I know.
It's just going around.
Several people have that right now. Yeah. The different things are blooming.
And everything started to bloom those couple hot days. And now we're all just kind of suffering.
That's right.
But it's okay. I love this weather.
I know. Me too. What a gorgeous week.
It
got
is.
A little bit of rain last night just to green up everything a little bit more. And sunny day today. I mean, we cannot ask for better weather. Yeah. It's lovely.
It's wonderful.
Lovely. And you have a lovely, sweet little girl in your lap this morning. Tell us about Natalie.
This is Natalie. She is about 10 weeks old. She is a border collie mix. She is soft as can be.
I mean, Presley is soft, but she is just incredibly soft.
Yeah, she's soft as can be. She is really timid at first. We don't know her backstory. She ended up the shelter, no fault of her own, as a stray, was never claimed. So she's looking for her forever home. If you can just be patient, let her gain some trust, and she's going to make someone a wonderful dog.
She is.
Wonderful dog. She is absolutely gorgeous. She has the sweetest little face. She reacts to any little whistle or sound with turning of her head, and her ears go up, and like she can hear you and understand you, and she's just going to be a wonderful love bug. If you know anything about border collies, they are working class dogs. So they can get bored. They do best on a farm or someone with lots of property, and you need to keep them busy if you aren't going to use them for the working on a farm type situation, so they don't get into mischief. They are not a great dog to coop up in an apartment. They need to have exercise, and they need to be busy and active. So she's going to be, someone's going to get a wonderful dog here. And she's ready to go.
She is ready. And you said she's 12 weeks old?
She's between 10 and 12 weeks old.
Okay.
I haven't looked at her teeth today, but. Yeah, she's going to.
She's like, what are you
doing? I just looked at her teeth.
I'm
going to say she's closer to 12 weeks old.
Okay.
We can only go by the development of their teeth when we don't know enough about them and her size. So she's probably getting close to about that 12-week mark, so 3 months. She's sweet. She's super, super sweet. She just, you know, we just got to make sure that we approach her slowly so we don't get a wet spot on her pants.
Right. Yeah, so, she is very timid. So,
you know, and that's part of it when they're frightened, you know. So she just needs that wonderful family or person that is going to show her that she can trust you, train her properly, and show her respect, and she'll show you respect and obedience and love, and she's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, she has these big brown eyes. Oh, my gosh.
I love her ears.
I
love when she perks her ears up. It makes me feel better because she's so scared. And when she perks her ears up, I know that she's calming down and she's doing good.
Hi, sweet girl.
See, you didn't have to whistle that time.
Hi, sweet girl.
Yeah, you should have heard me trying to whistle earlier. It was not happening. She perked her ears up.
It's okay. Kelly really tried.
I just cannot whistle.
It's okay. Everybody has that trick.
I've never been able to whistle.
It's okay. We'll buy you a whistle, Kelly.
Okay. All right. So we have a couple of big events coming up. I know Liz was in yesterday to talk about the Derby Dog Festival.
Yep.
And then, of course, Shake Your Paw Ball is coming up on June 1st.
Yep.
So
this weekend, the bus will be out. Brawa Bus is going to be out at Derby Dog Festival. We are going to do microchipping for an incredible festival price of only $17. So all those dogs that come out there that don't have that identification in them for microchipping, come on over to the Brawa Bus. We'll take care of it. You can't beat $17. That's an excellent price. We'll have all kinds of information out there. And we hope to have some animals out for adoption if we decide that the weather is just too warm, because inside the bus can get really warm. then we won't, but we're planning it. We're planning it. We'll make other provisions to make sure they stay cool along, you know, the dogs mm-hmm. that are there, but the bus can be very hot inside.
Yeah.
So we will we'll do our very best, and we hope you'll come out to the bus and see us as well. It's going to be a fun event. And then, of course, we are right around the corner. Boom. Paul mm-hmm. Ball's going to be here too.
Yep.
And I'm getting really excited about it. There's the twist this year. The tickets are, you know, you can call the shelter. We're waiting on them to get printed out, but we mm-hmm. can put them on will call. You can go ahead and purchase them if you'd like to at the shelter.
Right.
Right now, it's going to be a great event this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It is. It's going to be lots of fun. Looking forward to it.
A DJ.
Yes.
Play all your favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't like bands, because I do love bands, especially certain cover bands. It's going to be a blast.
Well, we just thought we would do something a little different this time. Yeah. You know, we've had a band every year, and we thought, we'll twist it just a little bit. Change it up just a tad. That's right. So looking forward to a fun night and helping out Brawa, of course, and all these beautiful animals.
And that is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still looking for sponsors. If your company is looking to sponsor, even an individual is looking to sponsor, there's a lot of sponsor packages. You get tickets with your different levels of sponsorship. We're also still looking for silent auction items, too.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about it, please call the shelter at 270-651-7297. We can get you in touch with the right people to get that information. And we absolutely appreciate your support.
All right. Connie, thank you so much for being here this morning. Of course, Nash Pets and Paws, presented by Zaxby's. You can try their Southern Fried Shrimp with the Zaxtail sauce. That's something new for you to try at Zaxby's on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow.
You got my own.